play that for Nina.
For Nina.
Cindy Lauper and Time After Time. Lots of people want to know your favourite things on all your questions that you're sending in. Grace wants to know your favourite book.
My favourite book. You know, I have a lot of favourite books. Of course, I love Catcher in the Rye. That's a favourite. Huckleberry Finn is one of my favourites. Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged. You know, there's a great a series of little books that I recommend to people a lot by Paul Arden, who was a creative director, and I think one of the people that ran Saatchi & Saatchi, this big advertising agency. But he wrote these great little books. You can read them in an afternoon that kind of are about creative problem solving / self-help inspirational books.
Yeah.
And one is called It's Not How Good You Are, It's How Good You Want to Be. The other one is called Whatever You Think, Think the Opposite. And they're really just interesting, good little books that kind of get you out of a rut or into someplace.
Yeah.
So if anyone out there is wanting to kind of kickstart their creative life or some of their dreams and get into action, those are great books to get.
Well, today was GCSE results day. A lot of kids around the UK were opening envelopes to either sheer joy or fear, yeah, or whatever and stuff. So that's a great tip for kids.
Good.
Who kind of, you know, and also with the whole results thing and stuff. Do you know what? It's not the be all and end all. You know,
no, certainly not. Certainly not. I mean, it isn't, and I didn't always score well on tests, and you know, look at me now.
Only reason I passed my French written exam was because, yeah, I realized about 2 minutes in to sit in the exam hall that it was a paragraph about Michael Jackson and his monkey Bubbles.
Oh, really?
And I knew everything about it. So
This is another factoid French about you. We will always remember your obsession with Bubbles and Michael. I love you.
Bubbles.
I love you all.
Dymo wants to know your favorite band of all time.
My favorite band of all time, it would probably be Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd, because they influenced me so much from a very early age. And I would listen to Led Zeppelin too. On repeat, you know, and that was when we used to have things called albums. And if you don't know what that is, it's a plastic disc about 12 inches wide, and it plays music.
You have to turn it over halfway through.
You do. And
I love
we used
that.
To have to lift it up if we wanted a certain song. But the interesting thing about that is that, you know, you listen to a record over and over again, and a song that maybe you felt like you had to sit through initially ended up becoming your favorite song once you gave it a 5 or 6 chance.
I like that bit as well. When the needle kind of gets to the end, it kind of did that.
A sound we never hear anymore.
Maybe we should have like a show of what sounds we miss.
It used to be an event that we would put on a record and we would listen to it in its entirety. Mm. You know, and I remember walking 10 miles to school, doing my homework, writing in charcoal. And before that, you know, chiseling my name into stone.
You were.
And painting prehistoric art in caves. It was amazing. I used to have to warm my groin with a loincloth.
All right.
Made of wolf skin. And,
see, it's the smallest violin in the world.
Yeah, I killed that wolf with regret, but he looked at me with respect because he knew that I would use every part of his body forging into the wilderness to create new life.
And look at you now.
Look at me now. Not since Genghis Khan has there been a seed so widely spread.
Someone wants to know if what's your favorite night on tour so far?
Well, I've had a lot, and you know, we've been really blessed. The shows get better and better and better, and I hope the favorite night is in front of me, really. I hope maybe it'll be Reading, maybe it's Leeds, maybe it's in the future, but it's been a blessing, and you know, I do want to thank all the people out there that have supported us and made a choice to believe rather than not, and the people that come to the shows. Determined to have the night of their lives and just to bring in good energy and, you know, you've given us a gift that we'll never forget.
Do you get the chance to be that person? I mean, do you get the chance to do, you know, to kind of go and do normal stuff when you have a day off, to go to the cinema, to go and watch?
I haven't been in the movies in maybe a couple of years. You know, of course, when you're on a plane or a bus, you get a chance to see something. But I really am quite content not having a home. I don't need that nest. I kind of feel at home wherever I am. I feel quite comfortable here and right now.
Awesome. So. Great.
I hope you don't mind. I brought my sleeping bag and pillow. It's in the corner.
I've got one of those blow-up beds I can blow up for you. Just you have to plug it into the mains. It'll be absolutely fine.
Thank you.
Shall we play another song? Or should we? Yeah. Okay. Since, you know, you've done us a massive favor by coming in and chat, this one's for you.
Of course.
Too.
Oh, thank you very much. This is a song to make love to and to get married to.
Gently.
Gently, of course.
We did. Well, yeah.
Hold
we did.
On a second. We should
apologize.
That was an accident.
Yeah, that was a real big accident. We were very quickly trying to make it a little bit fluffier, a little bit less.
They were working so hard to get
Cara
the F bomb out of
like
there.
That,
they were going. I mean,
that.
I see the sweat pouring off of her forehead right now.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I should have asked people to put on a prophylactic before we played that song.
Should we go again?
Yeah, I always like to go again.
Good choice. That's awesome.
I hope everyone feels relieved now. And you're either, I hope you're not smoking a cigarette, because I don't encourage cigarette smoking, but you get the gist.
I really, really liked that a lot.
How could you not? I mean, my lord.
My lord indeed.
My lord.
Weirdly, a lot of people want to know your favorite flavor of pie.
It is a very good question. Of course, I say cherry pie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, but I really is cherry pie is my favorite. But, you know, there's a little restaurant that the band always goes to. 30 Seconds to Mars visits this restaurant. That's the first place we always go when we get to London. We go to Food for Thought.
Okay.
On Neil Street.
In Covent
Garden.
Maybe
I should keep it as a secret.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
It's already crowded enough. no, but it's a great place, and they have good apple crumble.
Nice.
Like vegan crumple. It's a vegetarian place, but it's incredible.
How do you manage to sustain that whole kind of, it's a really dull question, but I'm interested genuinely, dietary stuff when you're, because I went
you're
to
talking
team,
like prunes well, and
no,
shit? What are you talking
no.
about?
I mean, well, I'm like, if you have a certain type of diet, I went to team
it's
the park
easy.
And
you
I was,
know, we have a rider every day. You have like
you have
a tour
chef.
Rider. No, we don't. But we do have a caterer on the last tour because you have all of the people not only that work with us, is like 30 plus to 40 people, but then you have the people that are putting up the show as well, the local crew, and they need to be fed. So each place has a caterer, and when we're in Germany, it's the same people from show to show.
You're right, because Tea in the Park had the best catering I've ever
sometimes it's
tasted.
Really, really good.
Just
I mean,
a whole table of desserts.
Yeah,
it's
that's great.
Like, wow.
It's good. I mean, if our shows are really physical, and I'm a bit of an effing madman on stage, so that's really... Yeah.
What's your routine then? So tomorrow we've got Reading. What time are you on stage? Do you know?
About
6.
That's a good question. No, I think it's a little later towards 8.
Is it okay?
Maybe 7.
Okay.
Let's say 5. No,
say,
I don't know.
Let's say 6:45.
I think it's more towards around sunset.
Perfect.
So about 8, both Reading and Leeds.
Okay.
But we're
so
excited.
Prior to that, what happens? So you get on site, what, a couple of hours beforehand?
I take a train to the show because, of course, I would take a train. No, I can't do that. But I would love to take a train.
It's the quickest way.
Yeah, it is. I hear it's a great mode of transportation.
And
I
do trains are so reliable.
I take the train a lot when I'm in the UK and we're touring. I actually enjoy it.
Are you a fan of our Pendolinos?
Whatever that is, it sounds great. I'm going for it. I'm going with it.
So you get on site. What do you do?
We get on site and then we'll do a slew of interviews, probably an hour and a half, 2 hours of promo press. And then we'll warm up a bit, and then we get on stage and bleed a bit, and have the time of our lives, and make some memories, and then off to
get the train
show.
Home.
Exactly, hitchhike home. I'll sleep tomorrow at the festival camp out. I've been wanting to camp for a while,
I thought.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I thought that they're going to arrange a tent for me. They're going to go to Target and get me a tent. I don't know if you have Target here, but...
Blacks is the equivalent.
Blacks.
Yeah.
They're going to go to Blacks and get me a tent. And I may see you out there in the campground tomorrow.
I would be. Can you imagine, though, if you did turn up at campsite B with your guitar?
I'd make a mean set of campsite pancakes. And let me, my kumbaya skills, a little acoustic guitar.
If only you brought your guitar.
Yeah, a giant evening. Snuggle fest next to the campfire.
I love the idea of that. Mm. Okay, you want us to finish on a particular 30 Seconds to Mars track, which I'm going to try.
Well, you know what I should have said is that we had this MTV Unplugged just came out on iTunes yesterday. It just came out, and thanks to everybody who bought it. It was really interesting to do. We had the Harlem Gospel Choir.
Wow.
We had the Vitamin String Quartet. We had these really talented people that we worked with and got to, you know, take another look at the songs and kind of in the way they were born, because I tend to write a lot on acoustic or piano. And that just came out yesterday.
Wow.
So,
do you get to pick the set list for that, with those type of things?
We do. We like to do things that challenge us, so we learn something from the experience, and things that we think will be interesting for people out there as well. This one we did quite a few songs. I think we did 5 or 6 songs, and it's out there on iTunes.
When you were last in the Live Lounge here at Radio 1, you covered Kanye, didn't you? Was it Kanye you covered?
We covered Kanye,
yeah.
And then we won the coveted best Live Lounge in
the world
a
ever.
1,000 years.
Yeah.
I think it was 10 years, but who's
10,000 years?
10,000 sounds better.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we did Lady Gaga.
Sorry?
We did Lady Gaga, which is how the Belgians say it.
Yeah. You know, at the start of the show when I was talking about recreating my performance in Edinburgh last week, mine was a tribute to Lady Gaga.
Was it?
Yeah,
we covered Bad Romance.
Well, I got into a coffin at the end of my performance.
Did you really?
As an ode to Lady Gaga and her performance.
Lady Gaga.
At one big weekend.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. We have a feature on the show. I want to ask you about this before you go. Called 1,000 Albums Everyone Says You Should Listen To, But We Only Have Time To Play One Track.
Mm.
And at the minute, we have a list, which I think we're about 580 into. What would be an album that you would say everyone should own that should be in everyone's collection?
Oh, that's really
apart
good.
From 30 Seconds to Mars.
Apart from Michael Jackson, Thriller.
First album I bought.
Was it really?
Or given as Christmas present.
There you go. Explains a lot.
Yeah.
There are obviously classic records out there that are infamous, whether it's Purple Rain or, you know, Led Zeppelin 2 or Pink Floyd. The Wall is one that comes to mind. Comfortably Numb is a song that's pretty cinematic and classic. There's so many, though.
Yeah, okay,
but
I think that's
a pretty good one. Purple Rain, When Doves Cry, can't go wrong with that either. So,
first single I bought.
Is it really?
First, yeah.
We got something going on here.
Yeah, I think it's probably time you left.
What's happening?
What are we going to play, Producer Jim? What have you managed to get for me? Anything?
Good night, Hunter.
My grandmother used to tell me how she had Scottish in her.
Really?
Yeah.
What part?
I don't know his name, but...
So I knew that was coming.
She did used to say that. She was part Scottish.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to play... Can you hear the tapping on the keyboard? Of
yeah, but the good thing about being as white trash as me is literally every country I go to. Oh, my great grandfather was German. Hey, my great great grandmother was French. Shit.
Oh, I thought you were being sincere.
No, I really was. She used to talk about that all the time. But then she said, "Is Russell? Is that a
surname?
Yeah, definitely. I thought there was German, but it's Scottish, huh? Russell."
Great. Well, then you were properly right in wearing a kilt then last year.
Oh, Russell, maybe.
Oh, Russell. Mick Russell.
Mick Russell. Love there the Mick go. Russells.
There we go. Okay. We're going to finish with this then, which is your choice.
Any swear words?
A Night of the Hunter?
Yeah.
Well, what?
The problem is I do say couple of naughty words in this. I say semen. I say...
You said that already tonight. So
I say cunnilingus.
Fine.
Which I really... Yeah?
You got that into a lyric?
I was proud because I never...
Wow. Was that like a bet from someone?
Getting a four-syllable word that involves a lot of tongue action into a song is pretty difficult. So I was pretty proud I got cunnilingus into this. No, this is a clean song. It's a religious track. It's praise be to man and the gods above.
Jared Leto.
I do say bitch and bastard, but that's all right.
That's fine.
That's fine. You're absolutely clean on that one. Jared, thank you so much for your time. Have an amazing weekend at Reading and Leeds.
Thanks, and we will see everybody out there.
La nuit du chasseur.